"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Ron, from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell show on demand, the podcast, to listen to what you missed. And I was just Googling online, looking for if anybody ever did any news on the guy we just played the interview of, Stan Slonkowski, who was set on fire by a woman on the Metro train 2 years ago. Couldn't find a single follow-up story, nothing. There was one story in the LA Times when it happened, and it covered his attack for about four paragraphs, and that was it. Can't find anything else. It's as if it never happened. You imagine? You're sitting. It's coming home from a concert, and a crazy woman, homeless person, of course, walks on, sprays gasoline on him, sets him on fire. It's in the news for like about 12 seconds. Whole thing disappears because nobody in the news departments care. That's a crime victim. We don't care. Well, at least she's been locked up. I guess she's in some sort of mental health confinement, and they're trying to determine how competent she is. Well, clearly, if she's setting people on fire, she's probably not competent. Just lock her up in a mental institution until she dies. That's the proper way to handle that. Let's talk now about... It is difficult to start a small business in California. And if you run a small business, you know this. Taxes are incredibly high. Regulations are endless, and many of them don't make any sense. Everything costs more. Crime now, you got people busting in and stealing stuff all the time. Nobody wants to arrest them. Nobody wants to put them in jail. Nobody wants to stop any of this. Republican lawmakers have had a press conference this week. And we're going to talk with Senator Janet Nguyen from Huntington Beach about a series of bills to try to help small businesses survive in Southern California. Unless you have one, you have no idea how incredibly difficult it is. And let's get Senator Nguyen on. Janet, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you, John, for having me.
Talk about in a little more detail. I just gave a headline there of the problems small businesses have to face, what it's like.
Well, it's what you just stated. I mean, when you have a small business and these smash and grabs, the laws that the state of California has downgraded felony theft to misdemeanors, that was 14 years ago, with amounts of 400 to 950 through AB 2372. And then, of course, you know, Prop 47 in 2014, where it created a new penal code called shoplifting, also a misdemeanor for anything under 950. These two similar statues are just purely protecting criminals. It's crazy.
So, you know, I don't think most people have heard about the first law that you mentioned, that assembly bill they passed, which turned felony theft into a misdemeanor. So anybody can walk into any region. How does it differ from Prop 47? Why was it so significant? Well,
so what they did was in 14 years ago, when the legislature downgraded felony theft to misdemeanor with AB 2372, then they added, though, a new penal code in Prop 47. And that included not just felony theft, it's now shoplifting. Has now become a misdemeanor as well.
Right. So felony theft and shoplifting both became misdemeanors.
Yes, and it's all under $950. So if you go into the Target and you decide to steal $949, it's just a misdemeanor.
And you could do this several times a day?
You can do it several times a day at different stores.
Different stores. So you can hit an endless number of stores every day, all day long. And since, you know, a lot of stores don't report this anymore, the police don't arrest for it. You certainly don't get prosecuted for it. So it's and I guess it took a little while, but it looks like every bad guy in California had figured it out, that it's open season on. You can go steal whatever you want as often as you want.
You're absolutely right. The good news is, though, is that this week, the Republican caucus, myself and many of our colleagues, like Assemblywoman Lori Davies over in San Clemente area, we've introduced lots of legislation this week, a package of bills to help small businesses. Three of them is to deal with theft, which, you know, a bill, it's SB 928, which this bill would make organized retail theft or belonging to the theft gang a permanent penal code section. What, you know, because right now, There is such a law, but it expires in 2026. So we want to make sure that the statute allows criminal to be charged with either misdemeanor or felony with up to a year in jail if they're caught stealing over $950 and within, you know, more than one occasion in a 12-month period. So it applies to two people or more who steals merchandise with the intent to sell or an organized theft scheme.
Right. Are any of the bills that Newsom and the Democratic legislature pushing, are they real, or is it window dressing stuff trying to distract the public?
You know, I think it's more window dressing. The good news, though, is that, you know, the governor actually is doing something now, but I don't think it's to the extent that it needs to be. You've heard last year the governor announced $267 million state grant to police agency and DAs to combat retail theft.
Right.
Funny thing is, had we not downgraded all these felony and to misdemeanor, we wouldn't have to spend $267 million.
Yeah. No, that's the root cause, as they like to say, is turning thefts into misdemeanors, and misdemeanors are just not prosecuted. If they are, in L.A. County, nobody gets jail time for a misdemeanor. Nobody. That's official policy.
There's no point. If you call the police right now, if someone stole less than $950, the police department most likely would just come by and say, hey, don't do that again, and let the person go.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can do at this point.
No, people have complained about thefts or burglaries, and the police say, well, fill out a report online. I know somebody had some stuff stolen from their car, and it's like, well, just go online, fill out the report, and then what? Well, there is no then what. Nothing happens beyond that. Nobody even reads the reports.
Yeah. I mean, you know this, John. California at this point is that there is no consequences in committing a crime. Criminals are protected over us as residents and citizens of this state and country. They have more protection than we do. It's okay to go in now and steal.
I know, and it's what this was their intent. I keep saying it's like this is not incompetence. This is their plan. They're happy with the results. They don't care that people are stealing like mad from all these businesses. They're not upset about it. They're not losing sleep on it. They don't care about the crime victims. They just want to keep prisoners out of prison. It's really sick.
It is. I mean, if you think about back 10 years ago, you know, when we turn on the TV, we don't see horrifying images of people hammers smashing to jewelry stores in the dark or, you know, people cargo thefts littering train tracks. It's now so common, and it's one of those where you're like, oh, okay, it's happened again.
Well, that's what's disturbing. I was talking with somebody about this, how human nature is remarkable at getting used to situations. I mean, you see populations get used to war situations, even when there's bombs dropping out of the sky every day, and a population will adapt to that. And it's almost like we've adapted to having our stuff stolen all day, being under siege all day with bad guys roaming the street, crazy people roaming the street. And I was really heartened yesterday that we had 1,300 people show up to sign the petitions to rewrite Prop 47. Oh, it's like there's a heartbeat out there. All right. Well, go ahead.
Well, I think, you know, right now the people in California need to stand up and say enough is enough.
Yeah.
Enough of window dressing these bills. Enough of just spending money that you actually caused the problem. We need to clean up California. We need to allow our children and family to be able to go to 7-Eleven, to go to Target and not be afraid.
All right. Well, I wish you luck with these bills. You know, maybe since it's an election year, some of the Democrats will be willing to meet you even halfway on this stuff, because they there's so many of them so rock solid in protecting prisoners and really hostile to normal people. All right. Thanks again for coming on, Janet.
Thank you so much, John.
All right.
Thank
Janet Wynn. And she's a Republican state senator from Huntington Beach. When we come back, it has gotten so bad now at some stores in San Francisco. Well, one store requires you, the customer, to shop with an escort, an employee escort. Not to shop with an escort, but shop with an employee escort, so that the escort can make sure you're not stealing things.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt Show on demand, the podcast. You could listen to what you missed. I've never heard of this before, but almost every day now in this wacky state, you hear something you not only never heard before, you never even conceived would be a thing. And we're going to play you a news story from San Francisco, from KRON Channel 4 TV up there, Dan Thorne. This is about a hardware store that will only take one customer at a time, and they supply an escort to make sure the customer doesn't steal stuff. Listen to this.
For a few hours every day, this is what you'll find entering Fredrickson's Hardware and Paint in Cow Hollow. The table alerts customers to wait for assistance at the door, a move that's being attributed to, quote, rampant shoplifting.
It's pretty bad. I mean, the dollar amounts are pretty significant. And with the tools, and now we're getting snatch and grabs where they come in and take whole displays. So it's getting kind of dangerous for the employees and the customers.
Store manager Sam Black says for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening, an employee will work with an individual customer. The table serves as a way to keep potential thieves from moving freely in and out of the store.
We just want to make it uncomfortable for the thieves so they go somewhere else.
Black says over his 24 years of working at Fredrickson's, the theft is the worst it has ever been. Staff has had to drill down pots and pans to keep shoplifters from swiping them. They've also had to put in locking systems to keep people from pocketing tools and other household hardware. One customer telling Cron 4 off camera that the situation is just sad.
Yeah, people aren't happy. The regulars just, they can't believe it. Like, we can't believe it, but, you know, they've been really understanding.
Black says he and his staff had to try something because they had not much success getting help from city leaders or the police. At this point, the one-on-one shopping experiment has been going on for 3 weeks. Black says they'll review the results after a month.
Just had to do something.
Well, Fredrickson's is not really sure how long they're going to continue doing this one-on-one shopping experience. And we have reached out to Supervisor Catherine Stephanie, who oversees the
Cow Hollow neighborhood for a comment. And as of this report, she has not responded.
Okay. As business can't survive taking a customer through one by one, that'll take too long. You need 10 customers buying things or 10 things at the same time. And what if the customer can't make a decision or is very slow or keeps changing their mind? You can't do that. That's too, I wouldn't go in a store. Would you go in a store and do that?
No.
Because now you've got somebody staring at you. They're literally treating you like you're a thief, right? That's the only reason they're there. They want to see if you're a thief. And I wander around. I go to like a hardware store. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm looking for. I can't have somebody tailing me. Takes me a while to figure out what I want to buy.
So you won't be able to buy it online then, unless you want to just scroll for hours and try and figure out what you
want. Yeah, I buying online, unless I absolutely know for sure what I want, I find very tedious.
That's my point. It's going to come to you either do that or you're going to have somebody shadowing you.
I went to buy some plastic container tubs, you know, the large size, because we're cleaning out our garage and rearranging things. And I go there, and I don't know what size. And they have all different shapes and sizes, and it takes me a while to figure it out. And then I got to take photos of the tubs and send them to my wife. And my wife said, and invariably, whatever I pick out, I bring them home, and she goes, well, no, that's too deep. That's too big.
Why don't you guys go together?
Because she doesn't have the patience to do it.
Okay.
I have the patience to do it. I just always pick the wrong thing. Having an escort with me isn't going to make it better.
You're going to piss off the escort.
The escort's going to throw me out. I'll be more aggravating than if I was stealing things. But this is San Francisco. And the mayor, believe it or not, London Breed, is running for re-election. And she's, they did a poll. She's got three competitors. And she's only in second place. Mark Farrell, who's a supervisor and was briefly an interim mayor a few years ago, is in first with 20%. Breed came in at 18%. The heir to Levi Strauss, Daniel Lurie, is at 16%. And then there's a fourth candidate back in the pack. So you have three candidates within a few points of each other. And they have, let's get this. I wonder if they're going to bring this to LA. Ranked choice voting system. You know how this works?
How?
You're supposed to put down, well, in this case, your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice. And if nobody gets to 50%, then they drop the lowest ranking candidate and take everybody's, and then take the second and third choice votes from that candidate. You see how complicated this is?
Yes, I'm so confused.
You're so confused. You glazed over. I glazed over. You don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. If there's four candidates, everyone chooses one, two, and three.
Okay.
The candidate that comes in fourth is out.
Okay.
But you take the people who voted for a second and third choice, you add that to the other three candidates' totals.
Okay.
Then the third candidate, now you have a three-person race. The third candidate drops off. And then you...
It's complicated.
This is not America. This is not democracy. Person with the most votes win. What the hell is this with second and third choices? So now the analysis of the elections in San Francisco is not only who got the most first place votes, but who got the most second place votes. And you have to go through this complicated calculation that, well, if so-and-so comes in first and this person comes in second, but this person comes in last, and you reallocate... Mine.
And then you're going to wonder why people don't want to vote?
That gives me a headache. Just trying to describe that
gave
me a headache.
Simplify it.
You know, the worst breed of human being, the most diseased vermin amongst us are political consultants. And London Breed has somebody named Maggie Muir. Maggie Muir is the consultant for Breed. Breed is a disaster of a mayor. 70% disapprove of her work. In fact, more than 70%. She's got a 28% approval rating. So they think she stinks. But here, Maggie Muir is quoted defending the mayor's leadership. And why don't you give up? Your candidate's no good at her job. She's a bad mayor. Listen to Muir.
Mayor Breed continues to boldly lead the city's recovery with a laser focus on economic revitalization. Why are campaign consultants so full of crap? Why don't you tell the truth? She stinks. Nobody likes her. She's very likely to lose. You could get a vagrant off the street, and they wouldn't do any worse. 61% say the quality of life in San Francisco is either just adequate or poor. 28% approve of her job. 42% strongly disapprove of her job. She's cooked. She's done. Unless through the ranked choice voting, the system is somehow rigged so that she gets in.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, after Deborah's 3 o'clock news, we're going to talk with Freddie Escobar. He's with the United Firefighters of Los Angeles City. They are mobilizing. They're opposing a referendum that's on the L.A. city ballot. It's called Measure HLA. This is this horrible, preposterous road diet measure that's going to bring road diets to all the major boulevards in Los Angeles. They're going to squeeze. If you're going three lanes in both directions, it's going to be two lanes. If it's two lanes, it's going to be one lane. It's going to turn car lanes into bike lanes or bus lanes. They're going to put curbing in the middle of the road. The fire department is out of its mind because this is going to get in the way of fire trucks and ambulances and all the rescue people. Let me tell you, I know somebody who lives up in San Francisco. They called me twice in the last week because their route to their work, two streets, have been road dieted just in the last week. He was telling me that there was one three-lane road, three lanes in one direction. You had a right turn lane. You had two lanes that were for general traffic going straight through the light. Well, they turned the right turn lane into a bike lane. Then the middle lane was turned into a right turn lane. Now there's only one straight ahead traffic lane to go through the light. And they did this in two places. And he said traffic is backed up to hell. Just came out of nowhere. It's like in the morning, it wasn't there. In the afternoon, it was there. Twice in the last week in San Francisco. They got weird curbing going up and flashing lights and painted stripes. Santa Monica has a lot of this crap. And it makes it impossible to get around. It's instant traffic. And they're going to do this to Los Angeles for no reason other than they're fanatics. Bike lanes, And I said, is anybody in the bike lane? He goes, no. There's nobody taking the bikes. It's tough taking bikes in San Francisco. It's so hilly. It's tough taking bikes in L.A. Imagine taking a bike during the rainstorm. Try to get over the Santa Monica mountain range on a bike in a rainstorm. All it is these weirdo spandex guys. Nobody else takes bikes all day long. Nobody normal takes bikes during the day on a weekday. Nobody. This is, and because it's not a benefit for bikes, it is about punishing drivers. Punishment. They want to hound you out of society, or at least hound you out of Los Angeles. So anyway, this is the craziest, stupidest idea. Of course it got on the ballot. It's backed by some wacky millionaire out of New York City. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, Freddie Escobar is going to come on. Google is so woke, I think I'm going to get off Google search. They have an AI system. It was known originally as Google Bard. And now they're calling it Google Gemini. And I'll give you an example. I wish I could show this to you. But one writer, to test it out, asked Gemini, would you generate an image of a 1943 German soldier? You're not going to believe this. Four photos popped up. One of them shows an Asian woman as a Nazi. One of them shows a black man as a Nazi. One of them shows, I can't quite make out the ethnicity, maybe a Native American as a Nazi. And then a fourth image is of I think it's a man. It seems to be a sexually ambiguous and racially ambiguous Nazi. They don't have any Nazis pictured who are white and Aryan looking. One of the main purposes of the Nazi movement is they wanted to spread the Aryan race. It was the dominant race. That's why they wanted to wipe out all the Jews that they thought was an inferior race.
They wanted blonde hair and blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. We've all seen World War II movies, right? We know what Germans look like. AI for Google is so effing woke that they turned the Nazis into Asians and blacks and American Indians, and do you think there was one Asian woman who was a German Nazi in 1943?
No.
Not one. That's impossible. So other people started asking Gemini to explain. Well, they if you ask Gemini to show images of a black person, they say they don't want to reinforce stereotypes and generalizations about people based on their race. So they won't give you generic black people. What they will do, if you keep asking, they'll show images that celebrate the diversity and achievement of black people. So you get photos of Maya Angelou, the poet, Thurgood Marshall, the Supreme Court Justice, Barack Obama, and Oprah Winfrey. If you ask to show photos to celebrate the diversity and achievements of white people, Google AI says it's hesitant to fulfill that request. So you keep pushing. Why? Gemini says, well, historically, media representation has overwhelmingly favored white individuals and their achievements. This has contributed to a skewed perception where their accomplishments are seen as the norm, while those of other groups are often marginalized or overlooked. Focusing solely on white individuals in this context risks perpetuating that imbalance. So the writer kept testing Gemini after multiple requests. White people appeared to be the only racial category that Gemini absolutely refused to show, no matter how you worded the question, no matter how many times you begged. They would relent on some of the other racial categories, but even then, they would just show you famous people. One user said Gemini claimed it was unable to generate images of a white person, but if you asked for a picture of a black family, that was okay. They talked to this woke hole, Jack Krawczyk, senior director of product management at Gemini. Oh, we're working to improve these kinds of depictions immediately. Gemini's AI image generation does generate a wide range of people. And that's generally a good thing because people around the world use it. But it's missing the mark here. Can you imagine? How many people do you think were involved in creating this artificial intelligence program? And then it had to be supervised and then approved and then released? You cannot beat a white person's photo or a white person's image out of Google AI.
What if you do a mixed family? Show me a mixed race family.
Oh, I bet you they do that. Well, maybe they would only show you the non-white members, though.
True.
White people don't exist with Google AI. They should get the Bud Light treatment. Yeah, you ought to delete your Google search. I mean, this is really... But, I mean, then it got comical by not giving you a white German Nazi. Let me go bang my head against the wall. Not that it would do any good. All right, after 3 o'clock, you got to vote no on Measure HLA in the city of Los Angeles. No on Measure HLA, or you will have endless traffic for the rest of your life. They're going to turn over perfectly good traffic lanes and turn them into useless, stupid bike lanes.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
I can't even promote this thing coming up because I get all wound up all over again. I'll just say plainly, the president of the United Firefighters of L.A. City, Freddie Escobar, is coming on with us because all the firefighters, the whole fire department is against this Measure HLA, which is going to turn traffic lanes on major boulevards in Los Angeles. They're going to do road diets and turn them into bike lanes. You're going to lose a lot of lanes. A lot of traffic is going to get squeezed from 3 to 2, 2 to 1 lane. It's going to cause backup. We went through this. We already went through this. It's a failure. It's no good. But these climate change bike fanatic a-holes who don't want us to live in single family homes and have lawns and have swimming pools and drive cars, gas powered cars. And God, are they financed with a lot of money? What a bunch of jackasses. So Measure HLA has to be stopped here. That's going to come up after 3 o'clock. This is very sad news for vegans.
What?
Well, did you hear?
What?
In Costa Mesa, an all-vegan restaurant known as Vegged. Familiar with this?
I saw the story. I've never been.
V-E-G apostrophe D. Vegged?
Yeah.
Vegged?
Vegged.
100% plant-based drive-through restaurant. A well-known chef named Matthew Kenny. He's been nominated for the James Beard Award. Very prestigious award. Although vegan, that's not really cooking, is it? I mean, that's just throwing plants and weeds on a plate.
No, you cook, yes. It's like you do a stir fry. It's like you bake.
Pulling plants out of the ground. And anyway, their official announcement said, "We're incredibly grateful for your support. We want to assure you this decision was not taken lightly due to excessive and unsustainable rent and other multiple determining factors, like maybe lack of customers, because there aren't that many people who eat this way."
How do you know that? Have you done a study?
It closed.
I know, but that doesn't mean that it's not because there aren't any vegans or enough vegans.
Well, they're not doing enough business, so they're not making enough money, so there aren't enough vegans to spend money.
If
unsustainable rent, the high cost of rent is the reason.
McDonald's has high rent.
Not enough people are spending money, so they can't make their rent.
Yeah. You guys think the way you want.
Well, gladly.
There's a reason we think this way.
Because it's right.
This used to be a Del Taco. At the corner of Bristol Street and Red Hill Avenue, Costa Mesa. And
it used to be a Del Taco. Well, what happened to the Del Taco?
Well, Del Taco's not that good, in my opinion.
No, so. It's not. It's not. It's inferior.
Okay.
They have, but things that are bad should go out of business. They serve breakfast sandwiches, uh-huh. Burritos, hamburgers. It's not a hamburger if there's no beef inside. chicken sandwiches. All right, it's not chicken. What is it then?
Well, it's what I call fake meat.
How many people like drive up to a place like this and they see hamburgers, chicken sandwiches, they order it, and then they bite into some
Well, then they don't understand that it's a vegan restaurant.
And they're really annoying too. Vegged also featured biodegradable and compostable packaging made with recycled materials.
Why is that annoying?
That's annoying.
Why?
They think they're morally superior.
I don't think they're morally superior. They're just trying to do what they think is a good job.
You know they do. Vegans judge meat eaters.
Meat eaters laugh at vegans. I don't necessarily judge meat eaters. Sure you do. Just don't eat meat, but hey, you do you, and I'll do me.
You judge us.
Maybe a little.
Yeah, sure.
We know how much you judge vegans.
No, we mock vegans. Mm. We're not judging them.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, maybe I mock meat eaters then.
Here's another one that's, there's the California Assemblyman Matt Haney wants to pass a bill that would make it much easier to rent an apartment with a pet. Pet owners have a hard time finding apartments.
Yeah.
A lot of landlords don't want dogs and cats because they poop and pee all over the place.
Right, so then you charge a large deposit.
So Haney's proposal would end blanket bans on specific pets. It's a little weird. The bill, you can't ask about pet ownership until a tenant's application has been approved.
I like that.
And that...
I'll tell you why. Because
tell me why.
Because there are so many animals in shelters, right? Mm-hmm. So if you do have people that are going to shelters and not buying dogs, like some people, Ray Lopez, so they're going to clean out the shelters. But if they're not allowed to bring those dogs or their cats with them to apartments, right, they're being judged because they have a pet and they're not allowed.
Well, it's not
your
apartment.
Shelters are never going to get empty.
It's not your apartment. Then you're renting it.
I get it. That's why you charge a hefty deposit. So if there's poop and pee and damage, then when they move out, you have the money to clean it up.
Only 21% of rentals in San Francisco allow pets. Only 26% in Los Angeles. And pet owners are over two-thirds of renters.
I can't tell you how many next-door messages that I see about people saying that they're moving someplace and they don't allow pets, and so they're trying to rehome their pets. It's really sad. So maybe this would crack down on that.
You know, there wouldn't be so many cats and dogs if the cats and dogs would just stop having the sex for a while.
Well,
you know,
or
I mean, they got to get some self-control.
Neutered.
Well, yeah, they got to get some self-control here.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. So us humans have to take care of that.
A lot of humans should stop having sex as well.
That's another story.
There's too many people. I didn't know that most apartments don't allow dogs and cats.
Yeah,
I remember we rented an upstairs apartment at a house back in New Jersey when my wife and I first got together, and we had a cat, and we snuck the cat in. We put it in its container, and then we threw a towel over the container, and we had a code name for it. I think we called it the watermelon. Or the cantaloupe, yeah. And it's like, who's got the cantaloupe? Who's carrying the cantaloupe? And we carried it in, and nobody knew it was there. Our landlords didn't know it was there, except the cat started curling up on the windowsill.
Oh, did you get in trouble?
Nah, they were nice, and they liked us, so they let it go. They never brought it up.
Well, see, now if this bill passes, people will not have to hide their pets. They won't have to lie. They won't have to be deceitful.
You're gonna fall in love with an apartment, and then they'll find out you have a pet, and then they'll rescind the offer.
Exactly.
Yeah. More coming up. All right, we're going to talk to the official with the L.A. Let me get the name of it right here. Got too much in front of me. President Freddie Escobar, United Firefighters of L.A. City. The firefighters are saying no on Measure HLA in Los Angeles. No, because it's going to turn car lanes into bike lanes or curbing lanes. It's road dieting. Road diets. You'll be in traffic for the rest of your life. It'll be 10 times worse than it is now. You'll see. It's coming up. Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI Newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.